winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello everyone, welcome to another movie review. Now this is going to be about an older movie that's 12 years old. I'm reviewing this movie because I just re-watched it and I wanted to tell you my thoughts on it. And what movie that is? I'll tell you, that is 2005's Batman Begins. That's right, starring Christian Bale, Liam Neeson, Katie Holmes, Morgan Freeman, and some other people. Now, let's go back a little further to 1997 when the god-awful Batman and Robin came out. That movie sucked. It almost killed Batman. So much it took them 8 years to put out Batman Begins. It was a dark, gritty reboot, and it actually worked out for Warner Brothers. It was their first gritty darkness. Like I said, it's not Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne, aka Batman. And then it's the origin story of Batman. And for the average movie fan, we haven't seen that on the big screen before. I'll say this right now, Michael Keaton is my favorite Batman. But in that 89 Batman, he was already Batman, we didn't see him become Batman. Batman Begins showed us his parents' death, and it showed us his journey, how he went around the world, trained up his money, met the League of Assassins, League of Shadows. I don't remember if it was the League of Shadows or the League of Assassins. Anyway, he joined the League, met Ra's al Ghul, went back to Gotham, started to build up Batman, took out the Underworld, fought the Scarecrow. This movie had everything you wanted in a Batman movie. The action was great. The Batmobile was fun to watch. Christian Bale played an awesome Batman and Bruce Wayne. This movie was great. Gary Oldman as Gordon. As Lieutenant Gordon, I believe. This movie was great. Christian Bale nailed it as Batman. He's still not my favorite Batman. My favorite Batman, like I said, is Michael Keaton. But Bale did a great job. And in the Nolan trilogy, this is going to sound weird, but Batman Begins is my favorite Batman movie in that trilogy. And then, yes, of course, The Dark Knight is great. I'm not taking anything away from that, but as a Batman movie, Batman Begins, I love it. If you haven't seen it, I don't know why, it's 12 years old. Go out and see it if you haven't. I highly recommend it. It's a 9 out of 10 for me. It's an awesome movie, Batman Begins. Go watch it if you haven't seen it in a while. I highly recommend it. Alright, that will do it for this quick preempted movie review. I just wanted to do it because I haven't done podcast, and it's an extra podcast for this week. We back a little later this week, so might look up in the sky. But until then, this is Ben.